Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are now broadcasting from home and we're busy working out the kinks. Thanks for bearing with us and, welcome to the new world. Welcome to the new reality.
Temporary, I believe, but yeah. We'll see, I guess.
Well, it would be nice if the measures that we seem to be all jumping on at this moment were the thing that curbed it. I was looking at all these, just over the weekend, of course, everyone's getting just inundated with news about basically only the coronavirus. But I was looking at this, they were talking about these curves that people predict as to how quickly we could control something if the second there was one case, everybody shut down. And they show these graphs and it's not something that I can necessarily describe on the radio, but they just, they show how if everybody contained themselves at 1,000 cases, if everybody contained themselves at 500, at 100, at one, like if the minute we had heard about this, everybody had gone home, things would be a lot different. So obviously we missed that boat. But I still think, how many cases are, do you have that number by any chance? How many cases are diagnosed in America?
I believe we were at 1,000 last look. I don't have that sitting in front of me at this moment, but that's because everything's fluid in terms of, when I do the news break, I'll have a number for you if that's what you'd like. But
yeah,
look, it's a growing number. We've all seen movies where they show you how these things spread. If I got it, let's say at any point in the last 2 to 3 weeks, I absolutely gave it to my family, and every store and every gas station and every place that I went, I would have also spread that, correct? So
right.
It's one of those things that you think about that and go, and then everybody at the gas station went home and then gave it to the, you know what I mean?
That's, right, exactly. It's like,
that's how that works.
If it's transmitted as easily as they say, then, our best case scenario is that if and when we get it, we are able to weather that storm at home, not overburden the, leave the medical professionals to deal with the people who are going to have the hardest time with it.
Right. So we went out. For our purposes, our shutdown over the weekend here at my house went pretty well. Like, kids can be annoying and there's no question there was some, frustrations happening. Mm-hmm. But last night we went out for a walk and just cruised the neighborhood and it was very ghost townish. No one out. We were the only ones.
I saw the picture you put on Instagram. It's really cute.
Well, fresh air's, good.
Right. And they say go out into the world, if you can be isolated from other people, because the air is fresh and you do need fresh air. And
they're, right.
It's not just hovering out there.
So we'll likely make that a routine, is the evening walks, something where we can get out. And usually I'm already in freak out, go to sleep mode. So walking at 6:30 at night never happens.
Yeah.
No, I mean, not on a weeknight.
I know. It's like, God, you wouldn't want to get your heart rate up.
I know.
Trying to tone it all down. It was so funny. It's just been such a weird weekend, and it feels so weird just to not get up and go into work. You know? Like, that's part of our routine that we've done for 25 years. So And most people, that's how it is. To work from home, it feels weirdly vacation-y. You know, just now during the song, I went over and poured myself another cup of coffee from my coffee machine. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting down. I'm in my, I got my, you know, muffin slippers on. And if I get cold, I have my little blankie here with me. You know, it's just so weird. And so last night, it was about, I don't know, 7:45. And John's like, well, aren't you going to go to bed? And I'm like, I don't know if I have to. Because, as you know, Vinny, Sunday night's always a tough night to get a good night's sleep anyway.
Right.
I was like, you guys want to start Joe
Rabbit? I hear things. Do you hear things, Sarah? Bryn, I hear you.
Yep, we're just doing some testing on this end.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that. But it's not on the air.
No, it was. It was. Yeah, I didn't hear you.
I didn't hear it at all.
Yeah, it's only on Vinny's cans. So,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, lucky
oh,
you.
So I need to stop reacting to that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sorry. We're doing some tests over here, and we're doing some routing of the buses. It's not going over the air.
All
just,
right. Well,
just,
react. I like it.
I know. Yeah, well, if anything, I do. We all have the same fear of someone saying something that isn't broadcastable.
That they shouldn't
so.
Be saying. Totally.
Yeah.
Sorry
okay,
about
so
that.
You guys watch your language.
We will.
Yeah. I know.
Just
Brian
for my
Potty
sake,
mouth.
You're going to give me a heart attack if I hear anything in my cans that.
Right. Sorry
anyway, so I'm sorry, Sarah, you were saying.
I don't even remember what I was saying. I mean, basically.
It's weird to work from home.
It is. It's just, it feels like a bonus, actually, which I feel like I don't deserve at this point. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many. I'm telling you, over the weekend, too, here's one thing. People are, like, Instagram is just bananas right now because it's all people can do. So everyone's posting everybody's things and writing their feelings, which is great. Like, we're all sort of, we have that weird connection, non-connection. And just to see how everyone is coping with it is, I think we were saying this on Saturday. This is such an interesting time to have something like this happen. For so many people, it's not that big a deal to work from home. Look at your wife. She already did. Anybody who uses a computer all day, it's a lot easier. The people who are on the front lines, those are the ones. So as I'm looking at Instagram all weekend, you know, and saying, oh, you know, excited to start working from home or whatever, people would say, you know, healthcare professional here, good for you, but I'm going to be out there. And I just, again, and cops. You know, and listen, firefighters, if there's a fire, there's still going to be a guy who comes to your house with a hose.
All like of our civil servants deserve not only our gratitude, but our respect. As we all hunker down, they have to go run. As usual, yep. They have to go running right into the trouble. And I'm with you on that for sure.
Yeah. I just want to, you know, remember them as much as possible because, you know, I actually feel weirdly guilty about getting to work from home. Like, this was, you know, I posted my commute on my Instagram this morning. It's a very short video.
Oh, you did? I didn't see that yet.
Well, it's just in my story. You know, I thought as I was pouring my coffee, I was like, well, I got to head, I got to go through the dining room and over to, I hope there's no backup at the door to the studio. The traffic was light. Everything
very
was,
easy to, yeah. It's, although, you know what, you said it a second ago, there is a guilt.
Oh, yeah.
I'm used to getting up and go. And, you know, if anything, we've done this. We've broadcast enough radio shows that we're fairly decent at it almost automatically just by sort of muscle memory.
Yep.
We know what to do. But that's sort of an experience related thing that I still feel like I need to go to work every day. I still feel like.
I know.
Despite it being something we've gotten good at over the years, that's part of the deal. You get
the
up and you go to work, right?
Is important. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if anything, that's where I think where the guilt comes from. Like, I slept an extra hour today,
right?
You know, and but you know what's funny, Vinny? And I'm even noticing it right now. You and I have worked together for years and years and years. Like, we're 1,000 years old. So, like, we know each other's patterns. I know when I went to, well, for the most part, I mean, we interrupt each other plenty of times.
Right.
But for the most part, we leave a little space. We sort of know how the other person will react. Like, we're, you know, I think we're uniquely suited for separation.
I believe it'll be fine as well.
Right.
You know, I expect to get back into the studio as soon as possible. But I also, as I've been reading about this, I fear that 2 weeks is not going to be the
end.
Well,
and especially it's not going to be the end if there's a major outbreak in our area. If, you know, at that point, look, I mean, and who knows how long it'll be. I'm just here to say we couldn't be going through this with people that I love more. And it's such a, it's a very unique time to be doing it. Like, it's almost too easy. It feels there's the guilt factor again. Okay. So, what have I got? Just a couple of minutes here. Let me give you a couple things. Okay. If you are desperate for sports during this time, And by the way, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by radio.com. Please leave your stream on all day. I have a feeling this is going to be good for our streaming numbers. You can listen to us wherever you are, in your bunker, you know, in bed, in your living room. Also, we come in the bathroom. Wherever you are, we're going to be there. So if you're looking for a sport that you can enjoy, there is one sport that has not been canceled.
I believe you already told us this. Is this bowling?
No, I think bowling's been canceled.
Oh, okay.
I did find one other one. This one, and the reason it hasn't been canceled is because the thing already started, and they have 975 miles to go. This is dog sledding.
Oh, boy. So this is, what do they call this? The Iditarod?
Yeah. They've called it the last great race on earth, and it seems to be the last great sport on earth at this point. So the course this year is 975 miles long. It's funny, I think about the Iditarod and just like being in Alaska and how much that must suck. A lot. Like, you know, when you're carrying something and it's a bird, you know, like whether it's a kid or, you know, some big piece of equipment or, you know, logs. I don't know what you're carrying. Sometimes I say to myself, look, you wouldn't want to carry it across Alaska, but you can make it to the place that you have to carry. Oh, it's so heavy. Like sometimes when I come back from the supermarket, not now because, of course, you can't fit everything that you've bought on your back. But I walk to the supermarket and I have these bags. And sometimes they're really heavy. Like there's some milk and some stuff in there that's heavy. And it's like on my shoulder. And I think, well, at least you're not carrying it across Alaska. I don't know.
Okay.
It just occurs to me all the time. Like, you can make it home. Home is half a mile. Like,
when
you'll be
digging
fine.
Deep and yeah, you really deep. Need to make it, you remind yourself that you're not in Alaska. We
yes,
got it.
Thank
okay.
You. Thank you.
Bear down on it. Bear down on it.
Up,
make
baby.
It happen.
So, this Iditarod, 975 miles. It began already last Sunday. So, it's not like, I mean, I suppose maybe they could helicopter in and get these people if they needed to, but a bunch of the racers reached the halfway point last Thursday, and they're mushing on despite the coronavirus. I guess they figure, who would even know? My nose is already running and frozen to my face. Like, I could have it, I might not. There have been changes, though. The race officials postponed the Meet the Mushers event for this coming Saturday.
Oh, my.
I know. Oh, the horror. I guess as they show up, you get to meet them. And then the awards banquet. Which was set for Sunday. They're saying, fans, please don't go to the finish line. And fans are like, whew, I would love to not go to the finish line. They've also rerouted the course a bit, moving checkpoints outside communities, and they've put up barricades to keep the public away, and the mushers still get the usual food drop bags, straw for bedding, other supplies. Sounds like a party.
Do you think the mushers are glad that their meet and greet has been canceled? Like, oh, God, thank God that thing's over. Or do you think this is their one moment each year to be...
That's what I think.
Celebrities.
Yes. I think if you've crossed Alaska behind a pack of, you know, yapping dogs in the horrendous winter conditions, that all you can think about is the meet and greet. Like, oh, people will grab my hand in their warm hands. I'll get to hug people. I mean, I bet you.
They like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like after you win a game or you've participated in some sports thing and, you know, you go back and there's your mom. Or, you know, whoever you're hoping to see. I don't know if it's your mom.
Well, I was thinking about our job. We have wonderful events where it's great. to meet people who listen to the show. Sure. I've also done, I worked, God, this one was awful, and it wasn't here, so, you know, I can share that. I had to, in San Diego, I was washing windows at the AM/PM Mini Mart gas station.
The good old days of radio.
Yeah. So, you know, drive through and I'll clean your window for you. So that was one of them where I'm just like, I can't believe I'm doing windows at the AM/PM. Man, this is no good. I, you know, whatever that was, I don't, I probably like.
Not like an appearance fee or something.
Well, not like an appearance fee we get today either.
No.
Not, yeah, probably.
These are the good old days.
Yeah, that was probably hourly. The other worst appearance I think I've ever done was with you, our first one. It was you and me at a dance club on a weeknight in Philly, no one came.
Well, we had a great time dancing.
Sure we did.
We had really only just started working together. I think it was like a welcome party for you or something. Do you remember the name of the place?
No.
I feel like, you know, it was one of those, you know, bad named nightclubs. And it was just that. I mean, I think we were there. It was still light out. Like, there was still light coming in the windows. And we were down by the river in Philly. And we just, it was just us. So we sat there. We got to know each other. They were cranking the beats. So you and I got up and danced.
Yeah, that was
a nice time.
Was,
what a romantic night that was.
It was fine, but it was also unattended. That's bad for
Zero.
Our business. Right.
Well, we felt bad because, you know, no one's here. But what did they think on a Tuesday night at, you know, 6 p.m. because I think we said, well, we can do it, but we have to be in bed at 8. We can do it from 6.
Our old boss, Jim, had a way of making you feel like a total puss if you didn't do all the stuff on the menu.
Right. Oh, he was big about, listen, this is your job as part of this family.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be there. No problem.
Anymore. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'll do anything for you. Well, God, he made you do some terrible things. I mean, really, things
except,
that now
like,
are
as
laughable.
Listen, as all of the things that I think of that we've done in this job, none of those things were that. Like, I thought the what was that, Tripping with Vinny, where I took listeners around the East Coast in a minivan?
On a seven-day road trip in a minivan.
While that may have been hard, that was a great promotion, and
it
had the time of my life and also the worst time. But I mean, in terms of just, I felt like that was a huge success for us as a radio station show. So
great.
I wasn't bummed about that
I was totally into that because I was at the station talking to you every day and listening to the frustration levels grow. I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh lordy.
No, it wasn't easy, but it was a good event, and it went like the unattended appearance at a club downtown, that's not
that
good.
That was less exciting for us. All right, it's getting really late. Vinny,
ooh,
do you,
it is?
I know, I did.
What
so
time
I did
is it?
One story. Ooh. It's 6:27.
All right.
Is there anything you'd like to tease coming up, or is it all?
Well, no, I wanted to talk to you about Pokemon because we're now in, and you, I believe you were pro at it for a minute there.
Wait. You guys are playing Pokemon Go?
No, we're watching the Pokemon movies, and we now. Anyway, I'll tell you about that on the other side, as well as the latest info you'll need about how to stay safe and what's going on in the world.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.